Today is December 15th, 2021, and this is the GQ DN, the Daily News. So today we talk about Splinter Cell Remake, Dr. Disrespect, and the Final Fantasy Ceremony. But we start today with an indie studio becoming unionized. This comes to us from Kotaku.com. So developers at the indie studio behind the years, Beast Breaker RPG game, made an announcement that they are now unionized, and they have a tweet saying, "We are workers at Video Games, and today we were thrilled to announce that we have come together to form Video Workers United, the first certified union of video game workers in North America, organized with @code_CWA. This is not a surprise at all, but this being the first one to unionize, and it's such a small studio, well, be that what it may, okay? So who's next? Let me know at Joe Brums. Now we go to Destructoid.com, and Final Fantasy is restricting the ceremony of eternal bonding events this month. And that is basically due to all of the delays that they've had and all the hot fixes that have been going on throughout this month. Now we're going to pick this up because today they had one. So we're going to pick this up on December 20th, somewhere between December 20th, 8 p.m. and December 21st, 3 a.m. PST, the 21st and 22nd of the same times, the 22nd and the 23rd of the same times, and the 27th, 28th, and 29th of the same times. Okay, so basically for the East, it's 11 p.m. on, let's say, the 27th, and on the 28th, it would go till 6 a.m. So if you're gonna do this event, go do the event. If you're just trying to get in and play, try to get in and play, okay? Just keep in mind that, once again, you're dealing with these server issues, and just please be patient. This is a hot event, from what I understand. Please be patient. Now, this next bit of news comes to us from BlueNews.com, and it talks about Dr. Disrespect, and apparently he's making a new studio called the Midnight Society. So this is going to be very, very curious as to, you know, see what he does. We do know that he was up on Twitch at Dr. Disrespect, moved over to YouTube, and spit the heck with you guys to both. But still, it's really, really interesting as to see what he's going to do next. So good luck to Dr. Disrespect. Now we go on to a bit of sad news. Just putting this in right here because we got news like all over the place. And Milogist Rizek was the voice actor, voiced this mirror, and he had passed away at the age of 60. This is due to bone marrow cancer. And it is really sad to see such an amazing voice, you know, being gone from this world. Thoughts and prayers go out to the family and to everyone that he associated himself with, including those at Witcher, at the Witcher game. Now we go to two articles from Engadget.com. One states that Ubisoft is going to make a Splinter Cell remake. So, Splinter Cell, quite the insanely popular game, FPS, really good, that's from what I understand. I'm not into that type of game, but it's still a really good game. And it really does look like they're going to try to pull this off. So, Ubisoft, while going through their own troubles, they're still chugging along, and they're still going to be making a remake. So if you're into Splinter Cell, get ready. There is no date. This is just quite a good possibility of this coming through. So we'll see. We'll see if it actually happens. And we'll end today with, if you're streaming on Twitch, you might not get a Twitch 21 recap if you switched off marketing emails. So, and this is from the Twitch support
tweet.
We're seeing some confusion about the recap. In order to receive the recap, you have to opt in for marketing emails prior to them being sent. Unfortunately, we aren't able to manually resend recaps. If you opted in, check your inbox and spam folder in the coming hours. So how do you do this? Go to your Twitch settings, check that you're opted in to Twitch marketing emails, and get your recap and rejoice. So if you're doing stuff for, let's say, stackup.org, I'm just saying, you could see all the recaps that you've done throughout your Twitch channel throughout the year, you know, over this past year through 2021. So, hey, this is good, right? Well, maybe interesting. Like, you could share it up on your Facebook or on your Twitter or whatever you decide to use for your streaming service or for your other media services. So, speaking of Twitch, I am up on twitch.tv/JoeSpace, and the show will be streamed Saturday, twitch.tv/DawnForge, and Sundays, twitch.tv/stackup.org. So, this has been a DawnForge production, 2021. All rights are reserved. You can find me at Joe Brums. You can find the show at Group Quest. So, until tomorrow, we'll see about more news, people. Bye-bye.